Blackstone Audio presents The Purple Diaries, Mary Astor and the Most Sensational Hollywood Scandal of the 1930s, by Joseph Egan, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. What is life all about? Maybe I'll be able to figure it out someday. Mary Astor, October 1934. Foreword. Because my mother, Frances Rowe Yang, is Mary Astor's first grandchild, every year while I was growing up for the holidays, the family would gather around the television to watch a VHS of Meet Me in St. Louis. In the film, when Mama March sits at the piano and sings with Papa March, my mother would announce, "That is your great-grandmommy, your Grammy's mama." Mary Astor's role was small, but rooted the film in the way an idyllic mother roots any household. Constant, ever-present. Somehow the woman in that Technicolor picture connected me, as a kid in Utah, to this glittering, glamorous, thrilling, happy world of celluloid dreams. This saint of motherhood loomed over my childhood, a protective, soothing, caramel-voiced ghost. Thus it seemed like some sort of duty to destiny that in school I was always involved in theater. In a small twist of fate, I ended up designing costumes for a show and soared down a path of costume design. And somehow, in 2003, I ended up attending the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. As a college student struggling to find my identity and inspiration for countless student collections, I returned to the stories and pictures of my great-grandmother. I discovered an old movie picture store where I would stop between fabric pickups and purchase photos of my great-grandmother doing costume tests, glamour shots, or between takes with Clark Gable and Jean Harlow. She was my protector, my reminder to return to the core of my artistic strength whenever I was lost. I binged on every film of hers I could find. In New York, I could even catch screenings of her films in big-screen theaters, where I could drag my friends and convince them of her talent. She proved a muse, a glittering star from whom I drew inspiration. Eventually, I stumbled upon a Los Angeles Times webpage that profiled a wild and scandalous court case in which Mary Astor was involved, fighting over custody of my Grammy Marilyn. Since I kept a blog, I wrote about my discovery. This wasn't a custody case, this was a sensation, and it was in a language that many of my friends and peers could understand. The language of tabloid media and scandalous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?